1994, by Richard Turner and William Osborne, with Robert Lindsay as Edward, Siobhan Redmond as Sophie, and Paul Shearer as Charles. Episode 1, Work is Freedom.
Shut up, alarm clock.
Sorry.
What time is it?
I thought you said shut up.
Oh, look, don't get like that.
It will be 9, 10 and 20 seconds, Tuesday, 4th January. Now.
You're such a pedant.
No, I'm not. You're failing to make the fine distinction between mere pedantry and accuracy. I am accurate to within 1 millisecond every 100 years. I see no reason why I should waste my valuable and near-perfectly monitored time by saying it's about 9:10.
Clever you may be, but you're still just an alarm clock.
A cat may look at a king.
Even if you are over-educated.
Well, you bought me. Got out of bed the wrong side this morning, didn't we?
Well, you should know.
Television.
Can I be of service?
Try Channel 5.
I do not recommend it. Until the day that you die.
17.
Uruganach, Erlanerli William Seagok, Arflanel Evid Agogok, Early Warning Systems. Barumenin, a cause, a gwilym, a clap of mountain missile silos.
10.
Amalgamated Incorporations, the government-sponsored company which manufactures domestic all-purpose robots that we all know more commonly as Fetchers, has announced the launch of the new Mark 7 Fetcher. This model, they assure us, is completely stable and will not fall over, as did Marks 1 to 6.
And finally, there has been another breach of security in the highly restricted earthquake zone of Cumbria.
Oh, that's enough.
I have got a film on 3.
No, not now.
Is there any other way I can be of service to you?
No.
Sayonara.
Fetcher?
Yes?
Get the post, please, Fetcher. And don't make that noise.
Sorry. I've fallen over.
Oh, I'll get it then. Right. What have we got here? Bill. Bill. Postcard. Video card.
Alarm clock.
Yes, television.
Have you all noticed how he talks to himself?
First signs of madness.
That'll be the telephone.
Yes, I know.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, speaking.
Good morning. I'm phoning from the environment. You have an interview with us at 4 o'clock today, and I'm just ringing to confirm it.
Oh, yes, Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I'll be there.
You'd forgotten, hadn't you?
No, I hadn't.
Well, you looked surprised when I told you.
No, I didn't. I was just opening my mail when the phone rang.
Good Lord. Do people still send letters? I haven't even got a letterbox. Your room's in a tip, isn't it? 4 o'clock, then.
Yes, 4 o'clock, then.
Oh, and don't think I'm being rude, but I'd have a shave if I were you. A bit blue round the chin.
Yes, I've only just got up.
Well, that explains it. Well, those are your pyjamas, then, are they? Can't tell these days. 4 o'clock, then. Yeah.
Goodbye. What a nerve. Fridge, what have I got for breakfast?
Well, I'm running low on just about everything at the moment. And the milk's gone off. Not the Slimmer's vitamin B12 stuff. That can't go off in a million years, but the normal stuff's getting very smelly. And when are you going to defrost me?
Oh, never mind. Television? Excuse me. Oh, sorry. Is this the environment?
What do you mean, is this the environment?
I mean, is this the environment? The Department of the Environment?
You mean this massive concrete and glass building here with Department of Environment in 10-foot-high letters on the side?
Ah.
Yes, it is. And that's a door. And if you go through it, you'll find yourself inside.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Hello, reception.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the environment. Can I help you?
Yes, I've got an interview at 4 o'clock.
Which department?
The Department of the Environment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?